Chapter 8, Introducing Soldiers to the H2F Team. Lessons Learned. Soldiers need to know that their brigade, BDE, has holistic health and fitness, H2F resources, and what that means for their training, as well as how they can access these services. Formal new soldier H2F in processing and reception should be implemented to ensure that soldiers understand the H2F system includes training, education, and direct access to medical care. When soldiers transition to a new duty station, the reception they receive will either set the soldier up for success or increase the stressful challenges that transition brings. Presenting the H2F personnel and program to a newly arrived soldier gives them resources from experts across the five domains who are present to assist in building the soldier holistically. Ensuring that this occurs early can reinforce the unit's culture, customs, and mission, and introduces the Holistic Health and Fitness Performance Team, HPT, to the soldier, creating ease of access and an opportunity for instant connection. This section highlights considerations for commanders, CDRs, staffs, and the H2F Program Director, PD, as they welcome newcomers and build in-processing procedures for receiving new soldiers to the BDE. Staff should ask themselves the following questions. How are we integrating new arrivals? Are they welcomed as members immediately or treated initially as outsiders? Does our newcomers program promote the BDE's and H2F's values? New soldier H2F in processing and reception. As soldiers arrive at the BDE, one of the first priorities of leadership at all levels is to ensure a rapid and comprehensive introduction to the organization's leaders, standards, and opportunities. Every newly assigned soldier has a sponsor. The sponsor typically shows the new soldier all the facilities on the installation and within the battalion, BN, or BDE area they will need to use while stationed there, such as the aid station, S1, personnel, motor pool, H2F facilities, etc. Most H2F-resourced BDEs use this time to introduce the H2F system and the specific programming for these new soldiers. Best practice. BDEs must ensure the H2F facilities are added to the list of facilities for soldier in processing. This section identifies the best practices among the fiscal year FY 2021 H2F resourced BDEs as they introduced H2F to their respective populations. In-processing occurs at all levels, from installation down to the company and battery. Effective H2F in-processing capitalizes on how the inherent qualities of the system can help soldiers improve their performance. First, because H2F is a system implemented at the BDE level, HPTs can use the opportunity to share their brand and message with the new soldiers. Because this will be most soldiers' first interaction with an HPT, it is vital that the HPT educates and encourages soldiers about the potential H2F provides the individual. Secondly, H2F is a hands-on system, best demonstrated through tactile, practical activities versus a PowerPoint introduction. Successful HPT in processing demonstrates inter-domain activities instead of lecturing. Soldiers will believe in the H2F program if they are shown the results of improving H2F in soldiers. Command emphasis is a must. Using these philosophical underpinnings, the Army's current HPTs assist CDRs in evolving the traditional in-processing methods of just information into a process that drives soldier performance throughout their time in the organization. An effective H2F in-processing system begins by examining the organization's operational tempo, op tempo. How much time will the mission and tasks allow? What is the CDR's intent for H2F in processing? How can the HPT best use the time allowed to set their soldiers up for future HPT interaction? Based on the answers to questions like these, a PD can maximize the opportunity presented during in processing to educate and prepare soldiers for a positive experience with the HPT. While in processing times vary from 1 day to 1 month, the best solution is based on the CDR's intent, observed needs, and time allotted for the BDE. Regardless of the time allocated for in-processing, the H2F team should emphasize several areas, HPTs should consider screening across the domains, conducting a capabilities and resources brief, and H2F facility orientation for their in-processing. The HPT can meet each soldier personally and establish the rapport necessary for a good provider-to-soldier relationship during the screening. Considerations for screening include questions about exercise, dietary and sleep habits, spiritual connection, and community and personal goals for the soldier. Many soldiers will meet the professionals of an HPT for the first time when they arrive at the BDE. Providing familiarity with the physical therapists, PTs, and occupational therapists, OTs, cognitive performance specialists, or any of the other professionals of an HPT should be a primary goal of the PD and their team. Capability briefs best address the educational piece of H2F in processing for the soldiers, allowing each member of the HPT to introduce themselves and explain the role played on the team gives the new soldiers a clear understanding of what the team provides and, more importantly, how the soldier can use the HPT to its full potential. H2F in processing should provide an orientation that includes, but is not limited to, a facilities walkthrough, contact information, and other installation resources that support the H2F mission. Integrating people and building trust within the team is vital to the success of any endeavor. Because H2F addresses soldier performance and unit readiness, ensuring that both soldiers and HPTs are welcomed to the organization, educated on the resources available, and placed in the best position to maximize their expertise and efforts, requires CDRs and PDs to intentionally plan and execute reception and integration. Onboarding the HPT and in-processing soldiers offers a BDE an excellent opportunity to indoctrinate newcomers with the organization's culture and challenge everyone to maximize their performance.